Okay, so today we're going full rock and roll and taking a deep dive into 25 Rock Avenue. This is a classic rock cover band from the Bernese Seeland region of Switzerland.
Switzerland, yeah.
You know, our amazing listeners sent us a ton of great info
Yeah.
straight from the band's website.
Right.
And so our mission is to really like get in the middle of this band,
Yeah.
figure out, you know, what they're all about, what kind of rock they're playing,
Great, yeah.
you know, maybe even where we could catch them live.
Sounds good.
And ultimately, you know what really drives their passion?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting
Yeah, what's that?
is that it's not just some musicians, you know, playing the same old familiar tunes.
Right.
This is something deeper, I think.
Tell me more.
It's about like the joy of live music
I like it.
and the connection between the band members
Oh, yeah.
and the magic of classic rock. We're gonna kind of look at their whole journey through like gig announcements and all the lineup changes bands go through,
Yeah.
and even a CD release.
Oh, okay. So
So
it's,
let's
yeah, let's start with the band members themselves, right?
yeah, the lineup.
The heart and soul of any musical act.
Yeah, we got Roger on vocals.
Okay, Roger on vocals.
Felice is laying down the bass lines.
Felice, okay.
Valerio keeping the beat on the drums.
Valerio.
And Julian shredding it on guitar.
All right, dealing on guitar. Got it.
And you know, it's fascinating because they say that friendship and motivation are just as important to them as the music,
Wow.
which makes you think that they're really in it for something more than just, you know,
Yeah, it's not just a gig.
the gig.
It's something deeper.
Yeah,
You're
so it
saying.
makes you wonder.
What do you think?
How does that camaraderie translate onto the stage, you know? Like,
Yeah.
do you think that's something the audience can feel?
Oh, I think absolutely. You know,
Yeah.
when you have that kind of foundation,
Right.
that friendship, shared motivation,
Right.
it fuels this energy in their performance. I think it makes them tighter as a unit.
Yeah.
Maybe they can improvise better, you know,
Yeah.
connect with each other, and they can really ride those ups and downs
That's cool.
as a band.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, let's talk about the music.
Yeah, crank it up.
5 decades of rock.
5 decades. That's a journey.
That is a sonic journey.
Yeah.
And the artists they cover,
Yeah.
it's like a tour through rock history.
Tell me.
So you've got Airborne, you
Fancy.
know, Too Much, Too
I
Young.
love it.
You got the Metal of Judas Priest,
Of course, Living After Midnight.
Living After Midnight,
Opanesic.
and The Fun of Poison, you know,
Yeah.
nothing but a good time.
Who doesn't like that?
And AC/DC,
Oh, yeah.
The Jack.
Great song.
It's a real mix.
It is a real mix.
What I think is really interesting for the listener is
Yeah.
the variety of their taste. You know, they're not limiting themselves to just one
No,
subgenre.
they're not.
It's not just like 80s hair metal or anything.
Oh.
They also have Rory Gallagher, you know,
Oh, he's shadow play.
Shadow Play, yeah,
Right.
which is a little more bluesy.
Oh, blues.
And then they have some Swiss rock in there too.
Oh, cool.
Corleones,
Okay.
and then Goodbye,
Okay.
and Gothard with Hush.
Got it.
Crocus, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Long stick goes boom.
Long stick goes boom.
And
There it goes.
they're not just stuck in the past either.
Oh, so they got some new stuff too.
Yeah. The Lazies.
Okay.
Nothing But Trouble.
Nothing but trouble.
Dead Daisies.
Okay.
Long Way to Go.
Long way to go.
And of course, you got your CCR.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
Traveling band.
Traveling Band. Cinderella.
Shake me.
Shake Me. It really gives you a picture of a band
Yeah.
whose members all have this like broad love of rock,
Yeah.
all kinds of rock.
You know what I'm thinking?
What?
You go to one of their shows,
Yeah.
you're going to get a varied experience. Whatever you like.
Yeah.
Hard rock, bluesy riffs, something more contemporary.
Yeah.
There's going to be something there for you.
Exactly.
And his passion for playing live
Oh, yeah.
really comes through.
It does. They make it clear
They do.
that for them being on stage is the ultimate goal.
It's everything.
That's what drives
Yeah, that's
them.
so telling.
Yeah.
Some bands, you know, they prioritize studio recordings,
Yeah.
but this band,
Yeah.
it sounds like it's that connection with the live audience, that
Yeah.
energy exchange.
Yeah.
That's what fuels them.
And they've got the track record to prove it.
They do.
You sent me a whole bunch of past gigs
Yeah.
and a future date,
Give it to me.
August 16th,
Great. What's
2025,
2025? Okay.
at the Jammin' Club in Bilbien.
Jamming club. All right.
Doors open at 8 p.m. They hit the stage at 9.
All right, if you're in Switzerland,
Yeah.
that's the place to be.
If you're in that part of Switzerland,
That part, yeah.
and it's interesting to look at where they've played,
Yeah. Where have they been?
you've got these small intimate places.
Yeah.
The bars, like Chez Flay in Biel Bien.
Okay.
Their usual spot at the jamming club.
Mm-hmm.
Open air events like Pier 11.
Okay.
In Solothurn.
Nice.
They've even done like fan gatherings.
Oh, wow.
So they're really connecting with their audience in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, all sorts of ways.
And they've had some guests too.
Oh, really?
The Green Eagles.
Okay.
Barkin' Pig.
Barkin' Pig.
Which makes you think that they're a real part of this local music community.
Yeah.
Which is so cool to see.
Yeah, we love them.
Really speaks to that spirit of collaboration.
It does.
And support.
Yeah.
You know, and those collaborations probably bring a lot of new energy to their performance.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And introduce them to new listeners.
Exactly.
So let's take a look at the news section on their website.
This will be fun.
It's like a little chronological view into their journey as a band.
Yeah, like piecing together a story.
Yeah, it is.
Give me some highlights.
So there's an announcement for a concert in Meghan.
Okay.
Which had to be rescheduled.
Oh, no.
To November 30th, 2024.
Okay, so they're booking out pretty far in advance.
They are, yeah.
That's cool.
And then there was a gig with Barkin' Pig in Biel Bien back in December of 2023.
Right.
And, you know, these updates really show that they're active in their local music scene.
Yeah, they're busy.
Yeah.
Keeping it real.
They are.
So for somebody just getting into this band, you know, what do you think is the most important thing?
I think these little windows into, you know, what it's like to be in a band.
Yeah.
They shared some video excerpts from a gig in December 2022.
Sorry.
And posted a new band photo in April 2022.
Right.
And they even mentioned their first concert with a new lineup and material also in April 2022.
So they're switching things up.
Yeah.
That's natural for a band that's been together for a while.
Yeah. And it shows that they're not afraid to, you know, try new things.
Yeah, they're not resting on their laurels.
Exactly.
So what else is there?
Well, if we look back a bit further, we see a video for a song called Pirates.
Okay.
And a record launch for their album at El Dorado.
Nice.
In Biel.
Okay.
Around 2017.
2017, got it.
Which tells us that while live performance is really important to them,
yeah,
they also wanted to, you know, record and release their own music.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Even though live performance is their main thing.
Yeah.
You got to have some recorded material.
Yeah.
To reach a wider audience.
Like a calling card.
Exactly.
You know, something to take home after a show.
Yeah.
Or discover online.
Exactly.
And they were promoting their CD on local radio back in 2016.
Cool.
So you can tell they're serious about spreading their music.
They are committed.
Yeah. And it's not just us who's saying good things about them.
Oh, what do you mean?
We found some really positive press mentions.
Okay, I want to hear this.
The Solothurner Zeitung said they came up trumps with raw rock and roll.
Wow, that's high praise.
It is.
That tells me it's a high energy show.
Yeah, a real authentic rock show.
Yeah.
And the Grenchner Tagblatt said that the Four Sealanders hit the right note in every respect, whether playing blues rock or hard rock.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that really shows their versatility.
It does.
As musicians, you know.
Yeah, they can handle all these different styles.
Yeah.
And there's even a link to a Radio Blitz interview and CD review.
Nice.
From December 2016.
It was 16.
So our listener can go in here directly from the band members.
I like that.
And these press mentions are really important for a band like this.
Yeah, why is that?
It gives them credibility.
Yeah.
Helps them reach new listeners.
Absolutely.
So as we start to wrap up,
okay,
what are the big takeaways?
Well, first of all,
yeah,
these are a group of friends,
yeah,
who are passionate about playing classic rock.
Absolutely.
Live.
Yeah.
And they're committed to getting on stage and performing.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see that in their consistent gig schedule.
Yeah.
And they've been playing in the Bernese Sealand region for a while now.
Yeah.
At all sorts of venues.
Yeah. They're a part of that local music community.
Yeah. That dedication is something special.
It is.
And their musical repertoire is really impressive.
Yeah. 5 decades.
5 decades. They can play something for everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get these little glimpses through the news and the press, and it shows they're dedicated not just to the music,
yeah,
but to their fans and,
yeah,
to, you know, everything that goes into being in a band.
It's a journey.
It is a journey.
So what are we left with?
It's a band driven by love of music.
Yeah.
And the joy of performing live.
Yeah.
And they've managed to keep that passion alive.
For a long time.
For a long time, which is not easy.
It's not easy.
And when you think about how much they love to perform live and all the different places they've played, it makes you wonder about that energy that each venue brought to their music.
Yeah, for sure.
And what it was like to be in the audience. Yeah. And it kind of makes me want to explore the local music scene in my own community.
Yeah.
You know, see if I can find a band like that.
Absolutely.
With that same passion for playing live.
That's where you find the magic sometimes.
Yeah.
Not in those big stadiums.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's those smaller venues where you get those authentic and memorable musical moments.
Yeah.
And it's really cool that there are these vibrant music scenes all over the place, driven by bands like 25 Rock Avenue.
Exactly.
So yeah, get out there
and
see what you can find.
See what you can find in your own backyard.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for joining me.
Good to be here.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
See you later.